Track 17. Hello, everybody. Today we're going to make a simple electric circuit. We'll need a battery, two wires, and a light bulb. To make it a little easier, we're going to use a bulb holder. As you will see, it just takes a few steps to get the bulb to light. First of all, you remove the insulation from the ends of the wires to make sure that the wires are in contact with the metal ends of the battery. As you know, copper wire is a good conductor, but the plastic insulation around it isn't. We can use wire strippers, or if you don't have any, use a pair of scissors to cut off the plastic. Be careful not to cut the wire. Fix the wires to the positive and negative ends of the battery. The easiest way to do this is to use electrical tape. Make sure that the wires are in contact with the metal ends of the battery. Only touch the insulated part of the wires in order to avoid an electric shock. A bulb holder makes it easier to fix the wires. Just bend the ends of the two wires into a U shape and tighten the two screws. Make sure that the metal part of the wires remains in contact with the screws. Now screw the light bulb into the holder. If we've done everything properly, the bulb should light. If you're looking for an easy way to turn the bulb on and off, it's best to install a switch. To do this, take another piece of wire. Here again, we strip the plastic off the ends. Loosen one wire from the bulb holder and fix it to the switch. Then connect the switch with the bulb holder using the new piece of wire. Now we can turn on the switch to close the circuit and our bulb will light. Easy, isn't it? Sometimes we need more complex circuits. Think of the electric lights on a Christmas tree. Christmas lights are made up of an electric cable with 10 or more light bulbs or LEDs. So, how do they work? Well, the bulbs are usually arranged in a series circuit, which means that they're attached to the same electric cable, one after the other. If we add a light bulb to a series circuit, we decrease the amount of current and the bulbs will become dimmer. If one bulb doesn't work, the other bulbs don't light at all. So we have to find out which bulb is broken. That's why it might be better to install a parallel circuit. This means that the current can follow different pathways, and even if one bulb doesn't work, the others will light anyway. Well, that's it for today.